Hello.
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Is this for the growing electronic subs, whatever, on my credit card statement? Is this 8772? It is.
Yes, ma'am. Well, somebody from this number called us and we're giving a customer courtesy call back.
Yes, there's a telephone number. There's two unrecognizable charges on my credit card. My zip code is 0887. Whoops, wrong address. 08848.
Okay, thank you for that. And what would be the first and last name?
Deb Cerna, Czerna.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And please verify the street address.
464 Wolf Road.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see here. The account is loading.
What is today, the 27th?
Yes, ma'am, it is. It's still loading,
So what
ma'am. I
company
do
is this?
apologize. We are a
What
third
company is this?
party. We are a third party call center that answer calls for over 2,000 different companies, ma'am. And the vendor's name that's connected to the charges would be on your bank statement, but that's just the merchant that charged you.
Yeah. And I don't recognize what they are or the chargers. That's why I'm calling.
Okay, thank you for that, ma'am. Let's see. Okay. And you verified the street address? Okay, looks like this would be for the crew set and the membership to the Gadget website.
Okay, you need to cancel both of those. That came through. That's a fraudulent charge. That came through as a free gift with a Walmart survey, and I said, Walmart's never done this before, but I responded because my niece just got married and she could have used that. And then that free shipping charge was $5.99. And then when I checked out, oh, it wasn't $5.99, it was $7.99. And I never subscribed to any membership at all. Both of these need to be canceled, and I'm very upset about it. And I will be calling Walmart or going onto their website because I know my local Walmart can't do anything about it. And now I get those things about 10 times a day from almost every business I visit.
Okay, ma'am. So whenever the customer submits for the entry fee and to receive the product, we also send our customers a $125 e-voucher for the customer to use on our website, and that would have been stated in our terms of
Never got that.
services.
Never got that. And what is the charge on 12/14 for? Because I want to write all this down because I have a feeling this is not going to be a simple thing. What was that charge on 12/14 for? On 12/9 is probably when I purchased the, or these were the shipping charges for my free, for responding to a Walmart survey, little pot. Was that 12/9?
Yes, ma'am. And the December 14 charge for the $67.32 would be for the membership to the Gadget website. And if you didn't receive the
Yeah.
voucher, we can resend it to you. It would have been sent to the email or to
I don't
the
want it.
spam
I
folder.
don't need any gadgets. I do not need any of this. I want it canceled now, and I will be reporting this.
Well, ma'am, I don't know who you would be reporting it to, ma'am. They will see that these are
Better
in fact
Business
valid
Bureau.
charges.
Well, first of all, I didn't get anything for the 6732. I want you to reverse the charges. Can you credit my credit card today? I'll be reporting it to Costco credit card, Citibank. I'll be reporting it to the Better Business Bureau. And every time I get another email, I'll be sending that to the Better Business Bureau as well. I work in fraud. I can't even believe I responded to this. As soon as I did it, I said, this looks suspicious. And it certainly is. It's deceptive marketing. And I cannot wait to get this off my credit card and make sure I don't get any more in the future because I will be sending every single one of them to the Better Business Bureau. and whatever other government agency I have, federal and state level, that is looking into this crap.
And we can offer our customer courtesy refund of 50%.
No, I want a full refund.
Okay, ma'am. I have issued the full refund of the $67.32, and that will go back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And the account is canceled out, so you won't be charged anything else further. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
Good. I was going to ask for that. Thank you. I'm ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 26328505.
Let me repeat that. C like in Charlie, 26328505.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And for the $7.95, I'd like that refunded as well. I don't need any tiny little pot. I realized it's probably going to be about as big as my thumb.
Yes, ma'am. My refund of the $67.32 and the $7.95, and both charges will go back into the account in 2 separate increments in 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Do I get a separate confirmation number for the $7.95?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what is the name of this company?
The vendor's name is on your bank statement, ma'am.
Growing Electronics, SUBSTAN?
Yes, ma'am.
I Googled that. That doesn't even come up as a company. I've already tried to find them. They don't even exist. Where are they located? China?
In California, if I'm not mistaken.
I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Okay. Okay, if you've refunded that, and I will be looking for the credit of my business on my credit card, and if that doesn't occur in 3 to 5 days, I'll be calling back. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.